Welcome back. Great to have you listening today. Dr. Yardley, we're going to talk with your patient, Cheryl, who has only been with you for a short time, but she's had pretty remarkable results, hasn't she?
Yes, she has. She actually lives on Anderson Island. You know, there isn't a week goes by that I don't get people calling me, not wanting to travel the distance, trying to find someone closer, and usually that's not possible. Here we've got a woman that lives on an island, and she travels over regularly for the care, and she's seen great results.
Let's talk to her. Cheryl, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here.
Dr. Yardley is here.
Hi there.
Hello.
You two sound like friends.
We are.
That's right.
Well, Cheryl, tell us what led you to see Dr. Yardley. Tell me what your condition was.
Well, there are several conditions, mostly from years of panic attacks, sleep problems, neck and shoulder pain, back pain. You know, I had seen others that sought help for it, and I heard Dr. Yardley's show over the years. At first, I thought he was too far away and found out he was really close, went and saw him.
No, so let me come back here a little bit with your, I think you mentioned sleeping. You had pain when you were sleeping?
Yes, I was nicknamed the wiggle worm. I moved all night long because I could never get comfortable.
Wow. And what about, you talked about back pain and also neck pain. Tell me about that.
Well, I work at home and I'm at the computer a lot. So, you know, it was very uncomfortable to sit in front of a computer. Just the neck pain, I'd constantly having to get up and move around and try and get comfortable.
What was interesting to me was this wasn't a new problem. You've been living with this for about 5 to 10 years, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And it also was creating brain fog, and your memory wasn't working too well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, that was one of the first things I noticed in having treatment with you.
Mm-hmm.
There's some clarity, huh? Well, help me out here, too, with the panic attacks. Now, that's kind of an unusual thing. What was tied to the panic? Do you have any idea?
I really don't. They started when I was around 12, and they actually dissipated during the day. I'd gotten control of them during the day, and then they started turning up at night. And now, since my treatments, they've really backed way off.
Well, let's talk about this. So you go to see Dr. Yardley. Mm-hmm. You've heard the show. Did you find that the procedure was very painful and invasive and funny? You're laughing about it.
Pain, what is that now? No, I was actually, when he did the first treatment, I was laying on my side. My husband was there, and I was just bracing for a snap or something, and just the lightest touch, and it was, wow.
You sound amazed when you said the lightest touch. It's like there must be something that follows that. Tell me more.
Well, you don't really feel anything. I could hear, I don't know, just like a little brushing. When you turn your head on a pillow, that kind of a noise.
Okay.
That's all that I heard. That's all that I really felt. When I sat up, I felt different in that I know that something was going on, but I don't really know how to explain it other than that it felt like a release.
And how long was it before your memory fog and sort of your brain fog dissipated?
I started to notice it within a couple of days, just noticing that I was able to stay on track easier with work. I'm a realtor, so you have to remember a lot of things and keep on track and be able to switch from one task to another.
Now, I'm a big fan of sleep. So you started sleeping much better, didn't you?
Oh, yes, much better. I could sleep through the night. I would get up once in the middle of the night, where before I would get up 4 and 5 times. I would get up and play on my iPad or whatever to bore myself and get back to sleep.
How is the pain that you were experiencing when you were sleeping? Did that just go away?
Yeah, it's gone now. No more pain while I'm sleeping.
Mm. You got heart palpitations during the night as well.
Yes.
Yeah, night wasn't your good time of the day, was it?
No, and thank you for reminding me that I haven't had any, so I totally forgot about it.
See, isn't that the amazing thing? You're not the first patient to say, you know, that something that was a problem vanished and you actually forget about it because you're not dealing with it anymore.
Right. And I would get up in the middle of the night and take antacids, too. And now that you remind me about the heart palpitations, I don't take the antacids at night anymore.
Now, see, that I didn't know about.
I didn't realize until you brought it up.
So tell me this, Cheryl. How has your life changed as a product of this relief that you've gotten from all this pain? What's happened?
I have outlook now. Amazing outlook. I want to ride the Seattle to Portland ride coming up this next summer.
The STP, sure.
The STP, and I really didn't think I could do that just a few months ago. I didn't think that it was going to be in my future. And I see a lot more things in my future now physically that I was starting to lose hope.
And you would recommend Dr. Yardley to others?
Absolutely. In fact, I don't know why everybody doesn't go to him. I waited 6 years, and why did I wait so long?
Well, Cheryl, thank you so much for making time to talk with us today.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. And it's great that you're feeling better.
I'm feeling amazing. Mm. And thank you. Thank you so much. I can't say it enough.
Well, it's our pleasure.
It sounds to me like you really dramatically turned her life around, Lee.
Well, we made it possible for her body to turn it around. That's true.
And that's what you're doing. You're restoring the brain and body connection, and the body essentially heals itself?
That's correct. We don't heal. The body heals.
Does that sound good to you? I bet it does.